Ladies and gentlemen, the brand new host of A Current Affair on Fox TV and the author of a great book called Exact Revenge. And boy, you know, I can't stand guys that got it all. Good looks, former NFL guy, lawyer. What do you, you know, come on. Don't you well, think you should share it? You should share the wealth a little bit with guys like me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment, and I don't have a national radio show, so there.
Oh, okay, there we go. All right, thanks. Whew. All right. But, well, welcome to the show. And
thank you. The
book is a very interesting novel. It's called Exact Revenge. And it's got some, you know, I guess human beings have a kind of a feeling that they want to get revenge if they're wronged on anything. And this is a very interesting novel because many of us want to have revenge, but we have enough mechanisms in our mind to prevent us from actually trying to practice those. But your character, Raymond White, who's betrayed by his friends, does try to get this plan into action.
Yeah, he does, and I think, Mark, because he starts out as kind of an idealistic person who believes in the justice system and believes that because he's innocent and, you know, he's had success, he's making a lot of money, he's going to be made a congressman, he's got a beautiful fiance. So for him, life has been a series of successful endeavors. And so when he's framed for that murder and then is convicted, and then you kind of fast forward 20 years, he spends in prison, most of it in solitary confinement, I think it warps him and it pushes him to the point where he really is consumed by this idea of revenging himself against these three men who destroyed his life. So when he does escape and has this catch of art and jewels from his friend in prison that's worth $1 billion, he has plastic surgery, reinvents himself, and sets out to destroy these men. And these men, by the way, have profited from his downfall, and they're now a federal judge and a Wall Street financier and a casino owner with ties to organized crime, who is now married to the woman he loved. So
right, so yeah, they've all made themselves look legitimate in the eyes of the public, but it was all superficial stuff.
Yeah, and they're all bad guys, and I think most people who read this story, whether you agree with the idea of getting revenge or not, will understand at least why Raymond White is pushed to almost to the point of madness to get this revenge.
Well, I think if most people put themselves in his shoes, first of all, if you're in prison all that time in solitary confinement, what else would you think about but revenge scenarios in your head? I mean, that's a natural thing. And I think that most people that read this are going to start rooting for him, but I know I did.
Oh, good. Well, that's great. And then I think, ultimately in the book, although it is, you know, I would have to say that there's a lot of darkness at the resolution of the book. I think there is also some redemption. I also liked the love story part of it. I thought that
I think that was essential, actually. Because you had to have that in there as part of the to kind of relieve some of that darkness that was there.
Well, I'll tell you that the resolution of that, the love story part, you know, Mark, was something that I didn't expect it to end that way.
Mm.
I expected it to end the other way, and since you read it, you know what I mean. There was another possible solution that the way I thought it was going to end, and then I felt like I couldn't end it that way. That to be true to the characters and the story, I had to end it the way that I did.
I think that was a legitimate ending.
Good.
Yeah, but you know, I guess you've written other books as well, and that were nonfiction, which I have not seen, so I can't speak for them. One of them was about your own experience as an adopted child. Was that it?
Yeah, that's right. I actually have two nonfiction books, and then this is Exact Revenge is my 10th novel. So
wow,
I've really been. You know, I was an English major in college at Syracuse University, studied creative writing, and really have a kind of a nice career with Warner Books as an author.
See, I didn't realize that you wrote that many, because I haven't seen any of them. But see, all I knew about you was the terrible thing that you're a lawyer. Other than that, the fact that you used to play for the Atlanta Falcons, of course. As well.
Yeah, I try not to be a lawyer.
Well, see, if you can be a lawyer and be a successful lawyer, but also have that creative outlet to kind of live another life through the pages, I think that's the ideal situation.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I feel that that's what I've got going on, because I do enjoy my law practice. It's my firm is a business firm that, you know, we help businesses, manufacturers, and power producers, and, you know, banks and businesses, and it's good stuff. We try to help people out with problems, and it's a good way to make a living. And then the writing is just something that I absolutely love. You know, it's the only thing more important to me than that is my wife and kids. So
right. Well, I'm a writer as well. I've written a few books, and it's very cathartic. You know,
I think so. I find it really very cathartic and relaxing and kind of soothing after a day that's quite hectic and busy.
Yeah, well, that's you have. It sounds to me like pretty full days. Do you have enough time to enjoy the four kids?
I do. I make sure that I carve time out from everything else to spend time with the kids and be there for them and read books to them before they go to bed and help them with their homework and have breakfast with them in the morning and take them to school and when they're away, you know, in school, I jam pack the day full of, you know, television work and law work and writing.
Now, any of your children think maybe have that athletic ability that you had?
You know, I don't know. I it's hard to say. I was really big as a kid, and none of them have my size yet. Although my 15-year-old has size 13 shoes, so he may grow into being a big kid. But it's hard to say right now if any of them will become professional athletes. But I really don't care about that. My focus with my kids really is to be good people, to be polite, you know, to be happy, and then to work hard in school and be productive. And sports comes after all that, you know, where I like them to be in sports and learn those lessons. But it doesn't have to be sports, just any other activity where they work with other people and they work hard and they learn about, you know, hard work and discipline.
Exactly, and it's interesting that you note that. I mean, I have a daughter who's a competitive gymnast and a son who's a three-sport all-star. But more importantly, they're top students, and they're focused on that as well. And I think that you can't ignore the studies. It's very important to keep up that part of things too, as well as being a good person and an all-around nice personality as well. You know.
Yeah, I think those really come first.
Now, the current affair thing is really interesting to me because my my cousin, the Raskins, are first cousins with Maury Povich. So I was kind of involved with the current affair first one on the air with Maury. This is a new kind of a current affair, and I guess a lot of people were kind of shocked when they announced who was going to be there with their host. How did that all end up shaking out? How did that happen?
Yeah, I was plucked from obscurity, I guess you'd say. Really, I had the last 11 years, I've broadcast NFL games for Fox every weekend during the fall. So I've had some television experience. I've done some stuff for Good Morning America. I've done, you know, some legal segments. I've done some trial analysis for Court TV. But so I've had quite a bit of television experience, but certainly nothing like this. But that's what they wanted with the show. They wanted somebody that they felt was wasn't very polished news anchor, but more kind of a regular person, somebody that was nice and had some humility, and but also had some good life experiences to provide some credibility. I think and being a lawyer and a best-selling author and having had the NFL experience, I think all played into it.
I think that you're right, and one of the big things I think that they chose you for, from what I can see from my perspective, was if you bring someone in who's like this well-known big personality, the show becomes them rather than the show that they're envisioning.
Yeah, I think that's right, and hopefully I grow together with the show, and the two things kind of mesh and become interesting and entertaining and, you know, good storytelling and something that people enjoy.
Yeah. Now, I since you mentioned this is your 11th novel, right?
It's my 10th novel.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So are you working on the 11th at this point?
It's almost done, yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You're a machine. So what do you do when you're done work? Do you sit in the computer and just kind of just type away?
I I do, yeah. You know, the show really doesn't take all that much time during the day, a couple, you know, 2.5 hours maybe, and I spend a lot of time, because the show we shoot down in New York City, so I spend a lot of time traveling back and forth, because I live in upstate New York. But during the travel, whether I'm on a plane or in a car, I actually bought a kind of one of those conversion vans with a desk and a chair in the back of it, and have my brother drive it. So I'm traveling, doing writing.
Wow. Do you still follow football a lot? I mean, obviously you played with Atlanta. Are you still close to that team? Or do you have other teams you also root for?
I do. I'm a huge fan. You know, that's the only team I ever played for, and I've got, you know, the old uniforms and gear. So I've stayed close to that team. I've broadcast their preseason games for years now, and I know that, you know, the new owner is a wonderful guy, Arthur Blank, and I've gotten to know him, and I really like the team.
Any chance, obviously you're an intelligent guy, and probably have a really good grasp of the game, as my son does, because he's a quarterback, and he seems to understand the game so well that I could see him coaching someday. Have you ever thought about going in that direction one day in your life?
No, that's one thing I won't do. I help coach the high school team where my son plays, and that's as far as I want to go. I love being around kids and coaching kids, but I wouldn't want to make it my profession. It's those guys, you know, hard work and long hours. They're the epitome of it,
and no job security as well.
Right, and I just, there's so many other things that I really enjoy doing, and one of the fortunes I've had is to be able to do some different things, you know, to write and to do some television, and they all really do afford the opportunity to do the other things as well as be a dad and a husband.
Since I do the show live in Boston, I have to ask you, what do you think of the Patriots' dynasty of three Super Bowls in 4 years?
I think it's undeniable that it is a football dynasty. Tom Brady is a guy that really doesn't get credit for how good he is, how physically talented he is, mentally talented he is. And he's worked his way into that role, made himself bigger and stronger since he got to New England. He came out of college and didn't have the strongest arm and didn't have you know, a lot of things that would make him a first round draft. The things he didn't have, he worked until he had them, and now he has them, and he's incredibly talented, and a big part of the reason why that team has done well. Of course, Bill Belichick is one of the great minds in the game.
I think it's all from the top down, Bob Kraft.
You know, you're right, Bob Kraft, and you know, I talked about Arthur Blank, who I admire so much, and I know he and Bob Kraft are friends, and I know they have very similar philosophies on on hard work and decency and providing fans with the best they can, it's a great organization.
And the philosophy that they espouse, the philosophy of teamwork and work and is above everybody else, is something that's also worked for the Red Sox in the past year, and as it has kept teams like the Celtics out of because they have people who have put themselves above the team.
Well, and I think football really is, of all the professional sports, the ultimate team sport, where you need contribution from all 11 guys on the field that play to succeed.
You're right, because if you have a quarterback who might be the best quarterback that ever lived, if you have a line that can't block for him and he has no time to do anything, he will not succeed. So, you know, that's the way it is. Exact Revenge is available from Warner Books. It's a nice book, by the way. And my introduction to your ability to write, and I'm very impressed with what I saw. So I'll probably be going back and load the books as well.
Well, great, Mark. I appreciate it much, and it really is great to be on your show.
Well, it's nice to have you on, and I wish you a lot of luck with the current affair as well. I hope it lasts as long as it did for Mari for you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.